Man, wellness check on Alex Cora. I don't think I've ever heard him sound quite like that.
And to say they're not getting better is like,
I mean, and he says at some point it's got to be on me. I think that point is here.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's early June, but you're a month away from the All-Star game and the break, and you're out of it.
Yeah,
and I don't
much.
Think you're I don't think you're getting back into it.
No.
Is there any doubt that Breslow is in a more safe position than Alex Cora right now?
Yeah.
I guess you're right. I never would have thought that, Curtis.
Yeah. I think this also relates to his reaction. I'm not relitigating it, but Cora's reaction to the criticism of the graduation, it would make sense if you understood that the building wasn't thrilled with what he was doing as a manager. And that's why he was so bothered by it, in a way. I view this team, Craig Breslow tells Alex Cora what to do.
And Craig Breslow is safe because Wiggy brings it up all the time. They made good moves in the offseason. We were going into spring training. Everybody was saying, World Series bound. Oh, it's different now. Everybody, mm-hmm. the talent is unbelievable. So we can't now backtrack and say, oh, this is all on Craig Breslow. That's why Alex Cora is on the hot seat and not Craig Breslow, because they did those moves over the offseason.
And there's got to come a time and point where ownership goes, all right, Cora has struggled with getting this team to where they need to be for a long time. And maybe it's time for a new voice in there. Breslow and
a new voice, no, like, no disrespect to anybody, is not going to change the pitiful Grapefruit League lineup that you had in that baseball game last night.
Well, you want good news? Roman Anthony hit a bomb last night for the Blue Sox.
Well, maybe a new voice says, you know what? We're bringing up Anthony. We're putting him in the lineup. Maybe that's what a new voice does.
But Cora, I'm sure, wants Roman Anthony in the lineup.
Yeah.
Like, that would be like treating him like you treated Mayo. It's like, wait, you're going to fire me and bring up the guy that I've been begging for all along?
But there's no way, because I hear Cora talking on the afternoon show, and he kind of was like, Breslow, not going to rush up Anthony. So, I mean,
that's coming from the top, though. I think that.
But there's no way people are going to tell me this, because you wouldn't do it with Belichick. You wouldn't do it with
Belichick had final say over the roster.
Like, but you wouldn't do it with guys. I believe Cora has maybe not final say, but has a lot of juice when it comes to who he wants up, free agent signings. I think that Cora has a
who do you think had the ultimate say when it came to Christian Campbell being on this team on opening day?
I think that Cora and Breslow worked together.
I think it was Craig Breslow, because he was willing to agree to a deal that was a team-friendly deal.
Right.
And they wanted to reward it.
Right?
But there's no way you're going to tell me that Cora is one of the best managers before he does his extension. And Courtney brings this up as a great point. Before he does his extension and him come back and go, because he had the kind of bumpy road with Heim Bloom.
Yep.
And resign or do an extension knowing that he doesn't have power to make things happen. You can't tell me that about Cora now when you're like, every team wants him.
Right.
He's the best manager out there.
I think I was wrong. I mean, in hindsight, clearly. I mean, if he doesn't have the power about how long Garrett Crochet goes at 85 pitches, then I'm sorry, he doesn't have the power I thought he did.
He does have the power, but he also buys into a pitch count.
Oh, I don't think that if it was up to Alex Cora, there is no shot in hell he takes Crochet off.
Did you hear him?
Does he have the power to remind the guy to tag up on second base?
You would think he would.
With a fly ball to the outfield?
You would think he would. He talked about the Crochet thing. I think Fitzy might have asked him the question about this. The Crochet and the 85 pitches. And he got into it lengthy. And like, he was part of the decision because of injuries, arm fatigue, and all this other stuff. So I think he has power.
This is David from Florida. What's up, David?
He just said a minute ago during that press that you just played that he doesn't know. Is it attention to detail? Is it this, that, or the other thing. I don't know. That's what he said. I promise you. You can go back. He said, I don't know.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, that's reason enough to be fired. I mean, it's your job to know. It's your job to know. And he just said he doesn't know. I mean, it's just he's in over his head. But, you are also right that management has a large role to play in this, too, because the whole Crochet incident when he took him out, like you just said.
How can he be in over his head? He's been managing in Major League Baseball for 10 years?
I think he's burnt out.
Definitely burnt out. He's exhausted. But, I mean, you know, he cheated when they won the World Series. That was a year after they won it in Houston. And he cheated. I mean, it's debatable whether or not he cheated when he was here. He's had three last-place finishes. He's just a horrible manager. He's a horrible manager. And, I mean, when they re-signed him last year, that was a huge mistake. I mean, look, the management has their head so far up their butt, it's coming out their brains.
But we were all loving when they extended him last season.
Yeah, no,
so,
Curtis said it. Everybody thought it was a great move.
I was a little concerned.
I mean, we were wrong about that, I guess. No, if you think he's the problem.
I do. Because if you're and the caller makes a great point. If you're the manager and you're saying it's the little things, you're talking about one-run games where you, I think, have
attention to detail.
Isn't it your job as the manager to make sure that guy? Like, can you imagine how we would rip Mayo for saying that? Missoula? We would probably even rip Belichick for saying that.
But then you go back and you look, and it's not his fault that Christian Campbell is jerking a throw to home plate.
I don't blame him for an error by somebody who makes a bad throw.
Mental error, running base paths, you blame that on him?
I think I put the base pad running on the manager. Maybe you're telling the guys to be aggressive. Maybe you're not giving them or you're saying don't be aggressive or be aggressive in this point. Maybe the messaging is not really there. Or it's getting lost in translation.
All right. Well, good topic for a Hill Note. Leave one of those now, and we will play the best Hill Notes back coming up at 9:20.